This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Just looking for it.
It was about the Royals. I had a Royal one as well.
I had it here, but my computer turned
off. All right. Well, I'll kick off.
It's gone back on now.
You're back. Because there's a new book out, right? And it's a tell-all book, so it must be true.
Yep.
And Bombshell. Oh, it's a bloody bombshell.
Bombshell.
Bombshell. It's a new book called Brothers and Wives Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry and Meghan, right? So in this new book, it looks at the royal rift between Harry and William and also Kate and Meghan, who were known as the Fab Four. But according to journalist Christopher Anderson, he interviewed several well-placed sources, right?
Oh, there's cracks.
To the royal who made, who was the royal, do you think, allegedly, according to this book, who made those racist remarks about baby Archie?
Well, is it one of the Fab Four?
No. For, according to the book, the Brothers and Wives Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry and Meghan, it was Prince Charles.
No, he did not.
That's what it said, according to this, what I'm reading. And apparently Prince William took Charles's side. And remember that royal photo of Lizzie and she had everyone there except Harry and Meghan on the desk as she did the, you know, address to the nation, the Christmas address.
Meghan was doing that interview with Oprah with that big bird poop on her shoulder.
Seagull popped on her shoulder.
Well, it did look like that.
The Christmas photo snub was the final straw that led Meghan and Harry to exit. So it might have been just a bit before that. As well as that, apparently Charles was fuming over Megxit. Harry lost his crap at the family. And apparently, William and Harry were good at faking camaraderie for the cameras. Yeah. Now, what do you got?
Okay, sorry. So, Prince Charles landed in Barbados last night. Ahead of a historic ceremony removing the Queen as head of state after 55 years there. No, it's time to get rid of the Queen. Do we need the Queen?
Okay,
this is what I suggest. We leave the Queen there because I like her.
Yeah.
But then when she's gone, can you imagine if we then all start bowing to King Charles?
As King of Narara, I would have your head off this afternoon.
Bad enough having you with some regal clout.